The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
The return of the golden age of American radio. It's the Mischke Broadcast, radio's renegade outpost, transmitting live from St. Paul, courtesy of the Black Sheep Broadcasting Network.
It's just me. It's just me. Hi. Everything's gonna be fine. It's only me. I'm not gonna hurt you. How could I hurt you? I'm in the radio. I'm inside here. I'm stuck. I don't threaten you in any way. I'm in solitary. They got me in the box. Hi. In here.
Let me out.
Well, for gosh sakes, hi! Top of the evening to you. May the Lord have mercy on your ever-living soul. And may a crazed pest control expert be found rummaging through your underwear drawer. Name's Mischke. And you're going to remember that, or you're going to get yourself another radio show. You follow? I'm your broadcast outcast with all the news fit to be tied. This is a late-night AM radio show in flyover land, people, and that's all it is. We're 90 feet from Minneapolis. 90 feet! Which is as close as any East Side kid has ever gotten to big-time Minneapolis. I'm not an East Sider, but I just thought I'd mention that I'm about as close to Minneapolis as the East Siders get. And they're the true St. Paulites, you know, the East Side. The blood brothers of the Northeast Minneapolis crowd. Oh, yeah. What do the Northeasters in Minneapolis and the East Enders in St. Paul have in common? They know that life is a long, hard road, and the best you can do is grab a little happiness where you can find it. And if you're in love, that's about as good as planet Earth gets. I'm happy to be alive tonight myself, people. I hope you're happy to be alive. We've been given the now, the here and now. Let's take it and run like thieves, all of us. I'm here, you're here. We don't know how the heck it happened, but it happened. By golly, don't question it. What a kick in the head, though, huh? Take it. Take it, people. If we all die tomorrow, we still got the here and now. That ain't bad, huh? This old wreck of a body and mind will take it. Gladly. Gladly. I again want to reiterate, I'm not going to harm you in any way this evening. Nobody's going to get hurt if you just do what I say. No one gets hurt. All right. All right, what are we doing here? Hello! You ding-flippin', what you call your whiz-bang highfalutin'. Help! Hey, where are we going? Hey, news coming at you. Right at you. Here we go. Ready? Mark Dayton's youthful involvement in radical politics, including his financial support of the militant group the Black Panthers, became an issue this week in his U.S. Senate campaign as Senator Rod Grams demanded that Dayton release files of a decades-old FBI investigation against him. Oh, boy. That's right, the 60s were a crazy time in this country, folks, and old Mark Dayton got swept up in it like a lot of kids did, and, well, he thought in his youth that the Black Panthers would be a worthwhile organization to support. That was back in the days when Mayor Norm Coleman was smoking a fair amount of pot and all sorts of young, curious folks were messing around in all sorts of curious ways as life became one grand experiment after another. Now, despite the fact that we're in another millennium. I'm not talking a few years passing, folks. We're in another millennium. Despite that, Rod Graham's campaign is digging this business up, hoping to have more dug up by the FBI shortly. The assumption is, I imagine, that if Mark Dayton was sending a check their way, he was, in essence, a supporter of everything the Black Panthers stood for and did, thus a Black Panther himself, really. Here's the quote from Rod Graham's campaign manager. If Mark Dayton was a target of America's top law enforcement agency, the people of Minnesota need to know why. The Black Panthers were extorting, raping, murdering, and advocating the violent takeover of the United States government. What was Dayton's role in this? The assumption, I imagine, here is that if Mark Dayton was sending a check to the Black Panthers, in essence, he was extorting, raping, murdering, and advocating the takeover of the United States government. In other words, the Grams campaign is saying, elect Mark Dayton, and we'll put a rapist in Washington. And I believe that's going to be part of their strategy in the last days of this campaign. And it's brilliant. Billboards should be going up shortly. You're going to elect a rapist? It's a stretch, but by golly, it's part of the great tradition of campaigning in this country and certainly not without precedent, huh? Hey there, folks. Have you heard the latest? Elect Mark Dayton, and you get a rapist. He'll extort and murder and never repent, and he'll advocate the overthrowing of our government. And he'll lie, cheat, and steal, gun down small children, throw your loving pets in a boiling cauldron, grab a lot of women and poke them in the eye. It's his modus operandi. Ask the FBI. He's a twisted, sick killer. He's a sociopath, continuing to follow this violent path, a path of destruction, death, and pain. I get my info from Rod Graham's campaign. Hey there, folks. Have you heard the latest? We're about to elect a rapist. He'll extort and murder, never repent, and he's going to advocate the overthrowing of the flaming government. Mark Dayton for Senate. Paid for by the Rod Grams for Senate campaign. Mark Dayton is a murdering dog. Twist the heads off puppies. Seen it. Whoop. There goes another one.
Boop, 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 boop. The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.